Show. The Mel Gedroych Podcast.
Hey, it's Mel G, and this week on our little podcast, we're going to be talking about the raging football versus netball debate, cheeses and bonfire night. If you do like the sound of that, then have a listen to me every Saturday lunchtime from 1 on Magic. There will be more excellent chat, I promise, and some fantastic songs thrown in for good measure. Come on. I've got to say, lads, I don't want to blow our own collective trumpet here on Magic, but they were tunes.
Weren't they?
If a 50-year-old's allowed to say that. You're not 50, though, Bush, which annoys me.
I'm very close, though. I'm hurtling towards it at an unbelievable
pace. No,
you're
not, Sham. You're below 45.
I'm getting it. Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Well, what can you call a record these days, though? Because it's quite hard. If you call it a record, you sound like you're all over the hill.
Yeah.
Can't call it a tune. A track makes you sound like a wolf in sheep's clothing, doesn't it?
Track is a bit sort of 90s, isn't it?
It is. That's a great track.
Great song.
Song. What a lovely ballad. Wonderful ballad.
What a super ditty.
It really was a super ditty.
Bush, it's so good to see you, my champ.
It's really good to see you looking very well, you
I've
are.
I've got a lot of tinted moisturiser on, thanks very
You're
much.
You're looking $1 million, you are, Mel.
I've also slapped on a bit of blusher, which I'd never normally do, but I thought, it's November, let's do it, let's get the blusher on.
Is there another autumnal collection, a palette of different colours that you use for autumn?
Thank you very much, yes there is.
Is there?
I'm adopting at the moment, it's like a big sort of paintbrush,
right.
One end of it is plastic with loads of dust in, but like gold dust.
Right.
Bronzy gold dust.
Okay.
And that goes through into the brush. Am I making sense?
Is it a thing called a touche éclat?
Oh.
I bought my mum, I had to go into and say it like I was doing GCSE French. Je voudrais un touche éclat. And it was like a pen that had like skin coming out of
now,
it that made you covered up your spots.
Beware the touche. I have had one in the past. I put some on my bags. This was about 10 years ago.
Right.
Me under eye bags.
Yeah.
The kids were tiny. I was really, you know, I was struggling. So I thought, right, I'll get a touche. That'll sort things out.
Yeah.
I put some on the bags.
Yeah.
I went out and I saw this friend. I'm going to call her a frenemy.
Yeah. Okay.
Actually.
I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah.
And she was like, hi.
Oh.
Hi. And do you know what she said to me? This is absolutely the truth. It was in a tube station.
Yeah.
I was feeling a bit fragile.
Uh-huh.
Had the touche on and she goes, have you been skiing? You've got goggle marks.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh. I was fuming. I almost punched her.
You know when two girls don't like each other and you can sense it in the room to the point it's almost like you get a static electric
feedback.
Shock or stuff?
Yeah. Isn't, but that, come on, you don't need, okay, so I looked as if I had goggles on. That's fine. But do you need to say that or do you think that was kind?
No, I think that's her being horrible. She said it with a smiling kind of face as well,
didn't
she?
It was smiley.
Smiling assassin. So the touche éclat is not what you've got. Please tell me more about the sparkly type of pen thing that you have.
It's not really a pen. It's like a big, like a chunky one that you would have had in preschool.
Right.
And it's like a blusher thing, but you can see the dust in the end of the plasticky bit and you just rub it on your cheeks. Makes you feel absolutely amazeballs.
Because you look great. I look really pasty. Is there any way they do them for men? Do they do fellas ones?
Bush, if you do wear a lot of black and grey, then it will paste the face up. You need to go to a colour therapist to
really
sort your skin tone out.
what a damning indictment to end this particular section of the show.
That was like the goggles comment.
That was.
Oh my God, that's what Bush. Right, I need to recommend. We'll have some music and we'll sort this out. I think this is one of my favourite Kylie tracks spinning around.
It's a great song, great video as well.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I forgot the video. What's she doing in it?
She's kind of like dancing around in a pair of gold hot pants.
Oh, is that the gold hot panty one?
It's an iconic video.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Weren't those hot pants sold for like £2 million a cheek?
Yes.
Isn't
yeah.
it something like that? Something incredible.
It was. Someone paid. I really hope it was like a girl that was going to wear them or something like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's very fluid these days, Bushy. Come on.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Very fluid.
Whoever bought them, I'm sure, has got their money's worth.
Now, talking of which, shall we put some of your clothes up for auction? And how much would they reach?
That hurts.
It's a bit of a... No, it's a running, banterous gag on the show that we slightly take the mick out of Bush's clothes, OK? This is, you know, I'm not being mean.
No.
I'm not being goggle lady. Your look is good, Bush.
Well, what about giving me some autumnal ideas? We're moving into... It's definitely changed gears and got very autumnal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Past few days or whatever. What would be good to kind of brighten things up a little bit?
I would say don't go for the man going to the classic car rally at Goodwood.
Right, that's a bad look.
it's, I'm thinking it's a sort of, it's a kind of flat cap and a Biggles jacket, possibly some jaunty goggles. Don't go for that look.
That's quite a thing at the moment, right? Ooh, for men.
Horrid.
Flat caps.
Bushy.
Flat caps on men. You know, that kind of almost, that something that looks like it might have come out of...
One man and his dog.
Yeah, one man and his
now,
dog type
here.
I have
to be a little bit careful here, Bushy, because my darling other half, who I adore, as you know...
He's a lovely chap.
Has got a flat cap.
Has he got a flat cap?
And actually, it looks quite good on him.
Well, I reckon he can pull it off. I reckon he's the kind of guy...
You're backpedaling, man. Listen to that.
Time.
Listen to the sound. The sound you can hear behind us is the noise of a bicycle.
Beep, 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 beep. It's just Bush reversing. Beep, beep.
No, he actually looks quite good in it. He got it in Amsterdam. That's quite cool.
Yeah.
And it's got a sort of jaunty red trim going through it.
Whoa.
It's quite good.
See, last time I saw your other half, he was wearing like a Hawaiian shirt. He's one of those guys that can pull off the kind of cool, groovy... He looks like a fun, groovy, open to all suggestions for a party lecturer.
Yeah, oh, good.
Do you know what I mean?
Good. Lecturer slightly damning at the end, but I'll take that. I'll own that.
In a kind of inspirational literature
fun,
teacher.
Literature,
Tom.
Cool.
That kind of way.
The only thing is... Right, can you explain one thing about men, please, Bush?
Okay, I'll give it a go.
As a man.
Yeah.
Why do men in their wardrobes only ever have one colour? So my other half only has blue.
Yeah.
I bought him something green... He gave it to the charity shop within a day. What is that?
I think we find our comfort zone. I don't want to speak on behalf of all men, but for me, I'm the same in that I wear a lot of black stuff, yeah?
Yeah.
I find one colour that works.
Yeah.
And then the idea of, like, my other half, Katie, will go online and buy a load of clothes that look, oh, I like that, that looks good. How do people do that? All these different colours.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
me, I just, I'm the kind of guy, if I like a pair of jeans, I'll buy the same pair of jeans like four or five times.
I know.
So I know. It's quite boring, isn't it? We need to be pushed out of our comfort zone a little bit.
It's a bit blinkered. It's like one of those horses at the Royal Horse Show.
It is, in many ways, yes.
Isn't it?
It is.
Good, we've sorted that out.
Yes.
Lovely. It's Mel G on Magic here with the Mighty Bush. More great music coming up after this. I do. I really do. I feel quite like a woman today.
What in particular makes you feel like a woman?
My bronzy, dusty, goldy, cheeky... And again, I know everything's very fluid these days. I'm not saying that just women are allowed to wear that.
True.
But I do feel like a woman today.
Good.
Thank you. Oh, hello. Now, listen, we found out, Bushy, didn't we, what that present that Roger Federer received was, the long comedy horn.
What's it called again?
It's an Elpenhorn.
An Elpenhorn. Thank you for my Elpenhorn.
Or an Alp horn, it can sometimes be called.
If you're in the horn business, you probably just call it an Alp horn.
Yeah, or an AH.
AH. Anyone see me AH?
Yeah.
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 Now, listen, it's very much Saturday afternoon. I feel frisky. It's something about this time of year. We've had Halloween. We're going into Bonfire Night. It's just quite... There's a buzz in the air, isn't there?
Yeah, I want to go to my local park and kick a load of leaves about.
Oh,
like, really
Bushy.
Get stuck in.
Watch out for the dog poo, though.
Do you know what? That's getting worse and worse, isn't
it? Awful.
Isn't it?
Awful.
You're a dog owner. Do you keep your little bag in your pocket?
Matey, I have four at any given time.
Good for you.
One's
like
never
enough. Have you got a little waist?
Yes, I do.
Have you got one of those little waist pouches?
I have a little pouch. I know, it's embarrassing.
No, you need it.
I have snacks in the frontal pouch. Then I have bags in the mid pouch. I have anti-back for my hands.
Good call.
And then I have, there's something else.
Pistachio nuts.
No, not pistachio nuts. What is it? I've forgotten. Oh, tissues.
Ah, that's nice. What a nice little combo. Someone told me recently they sometimes warm their hands up on the dog poo that's in the bag.
It is quite nice.
In their pocket, like a little hand warmer.
It is. Oh, but you'd need two bags coverage for that.
Yeah, okay, that's fair enough. It's good to know there's a system.
Don't go messing around with one.
No.
Now, listen, it is very much time for the Ledger of Ledge. If you don't know what this is an actual real book that I have in my left hand. Where we put something in every week that we feel really doesn't get the noise that it deserves in life. It's not sung about enough, do you know what I mean? It's not put on a pedestal enough. So, this week, Bush, I would like, please, to put in the Ledger of Ledge, the finest team game known to man/woman.
Okay, this better be good.
Netball.
Oh, come on. Come on.
I know that I had a feeling this might cause... a little bit of consternation in the Bush camp.
I'm a netball denier. I actually think netball is the worst sport of all time.
I'm actually speechless and I can't look at you.
I'm so sorry, Mel. I've just got to be honest with you.
You know we won the World Cup. We beat Australia.
No other sport you have to stop when you've got the ball. It's completely counterintuitive.
Mate, but it's so fast. You don't even know they're stopping.
Really?
Go to Wembley. Watch the netball team. They are incredible.
I don't like being corralled into a tiny little area with my initials of my area written on my bib.
Oh, mate, you're just jealous.
Oh, maybe I'm really good at it. You don't even know yet.
Oh, just go and play your football once a week with your lads.
Go and be
and
goal defence.
Horrid
then.
Nylon tops and your silly long shorts and your sort of number 11 on the back. You need it. Oh, yeah, you're a number. You're not even a name.
Happy with yourself now? You've talked so long about this. The music stops.
Yeah, and so it should.
Right.
We're having a proper argument. This is great. I want you to draw it and nicely, please. He's going to prank it now, I know. No pranging, please.
Promise.
We'll be back. Hopefully the argument will be over after this. Oh. I have to say, even the soothing notes of that particular ditty have not assuaged the argument that's still raging. I'm telling you again, Bush, netball is a more skilled game than football.
I absolutely disagree. And I'm pushing for a sports cull at the end of next year where we get rid of a load of sports that have kind of had their day and
Matey,
netball would be on the list.
Since 2012, netball is the thing on everyone's lips. It's the game that everyone wants to go to.
It's a game with more rules than American football. Can't throw it over a couple of zones. You have to have your own little bit that you stay in. You can't move one of your feet when you get the ball.
I just think you need a lot of brain to play netball.
Really?
With football, it's just, yeah, get the ball, boof. That's all you have to do. Get it in the big, 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 silly net. Netball is a very small net. It's very hard on a long pole.
I reckon, right, if I had a go at netball today, I could be probably a top 10 player.
Oh!
Top 10 player.
My dear.
Yeah,
oh,
big time.
Oh, dear, dear, dear.
Big time.
I'm seeing a big Bush crash and burn.
Oh, well, we'll see. And you've just made me draw a netball player with, what is WA?
That's wing attack. Oh, the most skilled of positions, which I happened to play when I was in my younger days. It's quite a good drawing, Bush. Not one of your best, but
thank
anyway.
Thank you.
We must give it its Latin name. It's there in the Ledger of Ledge for all time.
Wastercus Timicus.
No, best... Wastercus.
Not a proper Gamercus.
No, Bestibus, Gamibus, and Betteribus than Footballibus.
That's being childish.
There we...
It's a childish Latin name.
We do need some more music. I can't actually look Bush in the eye. Oh. There is a genuine bone of contention in the studio. Maybe a little bit of Michael, come on. Fill the cracks, come on.
Right, let's have a question from our tin of questions.
Come on, me Bushy. Can I just say, totally tangentially, Bushy, the place.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Off the M25 somewhere, has been nominated as one of the best places to live.
Really?
Yeah.
Because my nickname through my entire schooling Bushy. Career has been Bushy.
Bushy.
So that's interesting. I've never seen the place, never been to it. Have you ever been there?
Some friends of ours moved there and boy, do they like to blab on about it.
Bang on about Bushy this, Bushy that.
Yeah, it's all sort of, oh, it's so easy to get to. Oh, the open spaces.
Really?
Oh, the schools are good. All that kind of rubbish.
We've got so much space. Get yourselves out here.
Yeah.
Going on about it. Well, actually, I probably am that bad about Leon C in Southend as well.
I've got to say, mate, you
really?
Don't, you don't half bang. No, I love your Leon C.
I thought you were serious for a second then.
I love your Leon C chat.
Really?
I'd love to move to Leon C.
Come on out there. There's so much space. The schools are great, isn't it? Oh, no.
The ghouls.
Keep an eye on the ghouls. The question is as follows, Mel.
Have we got time for it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll make it a one-word answer. I'll make it a one-word answer. Come
what
on.
Are the three best cheeses for a cheese board?
A smoked cheese, like a Bavarian, a very strong cheddar, and a dolce latte. Thank you.
There's your answer.
Yeah, ma'am. Oh, what a delight it is to be in our second hour. It's Mel G here with the Mighty Bush on Magic. Bush, how's your week been?
Mel, thank you for asking. I just want to start by saying flipping fireworks.
Oh.
Flipping fireworks.
Oh, hang on. Do you not like?
At first you probably thought I meant, hey, flipping fireworks.
I love fireworks.
I can't stand fireworks.
Oh, you're joking, mate.
I don't
Why?
Mind them on the night. I'm a little bit scared of them. Not
Are
a big
you?
Fan. But it's all the stuff around it. There's been kids, little scamps, letting off fireworks in our street. Literally
all
for
week.
The past 4 or 5 days.
Have they been keeping you up?
Well, and we've got a little baby.
I know, they've been waking
monkey.
A little one.
And it's not the end of it. We'll get to bonfire night in a couple of days or whatever, and then there'll be scallywags letting fireworks off for the remainder.
Do you know what I do miss, though, about the whole bonfire shenanigans?
Go on.
There's no building up the guy. Do you remember stuffing up the guy?
That's gone. Penny for the guy.
Penny for the guy.
Well, do you know what, though? It got to the point where there was a kid who just put a tank top on a pillow and he wanted like a quid for that in a stolen Tesco trolley. I'm like, listen, mate, you're going to have to work a little bit harder.
It's like those ruddy trick-or-treaters that come round with no ruddy costume.
Yeah, just
they put
turn
the
up.
Hood up of their hoodie.
Yeah.
They think that's a bit scary, which frankly it is,
it is a little bit, yeah.
And then they go, trick-or-treat, and you sort of go, well, no, my friend.
You need to make the effort.
Make the effort. But Bush, get into fireworks. I'm obsessed.
Well, what about this, right?
I'm upset. I love them.
Why didn't they bring back the silent indoor fireworks? Remember silent indoor fireworks?
Where's the fun in that, Bush?
The little tiny one that looked like a snake. Do you remember
a little bit
like a dog poo, but mainly like a snake.
Where's the fun in that? My sister-in-law, Dodie, last year, I've suddenly remembered this, she gave us a batch of really, really innocuous-looking fireworks.
Yeah.
Okay, so I said to the girls, right, I'll go out in the garden. You stay in. And,
it's 1970s safety advert all over again. You with a biscuit tin.
Yeah.
Burnt eyes. Oh, my God. Get away, girls.
I took the torch out. And anyway, I thought this is, you know, it's a bit sad. They're quite small. They're little green balls. They were unbelievably dangerous.
Oh, really?
She got them in Germany.
Oh, my word.
And they ricocheted round the garden. I mean, it was actually really, really good fun. So I'd light one and then I'd run back inside, shut the door. We were screaming like idiots.
Yeah.
And they kind of go, woo, woo, woo. Yeah. I love a firework, man.
So
I'm going to let off so many.
Oh, so you're one of the people. You're one of the people that are part of the problem, then,
aren't you? I'm obsessed, mate.
Really?
Yeah.
Little pyro.
Yeah. Listen, a little bit more pyro chat after some Queen. Have you seen BoRap?
I haven't.
I'm quite keen to, actually.
It looks very, very good.
I've heard sort of... Some people say it's a rather sanitised version of what Freddie's life was.
Uh-huh.
Because he was, as we know, I mean, the party giver slash party goer of all time.
Yes, it was a bit of a tearaway, wasn't it?
Oh, man.
But I think for like a kind of an interesting look at Queen's like rise and fall or whatever, especially that particular gig at Live Aid.
I remember it, man.
Me too. It was unbelievable.
My God.
It will stay with me forever, that Live Aid gig. It was amazing.
Same. Mum and Dad were away.
Yeah.
I was, in inverted commas, looking after the house.
Mm-hmm.
It was party central.
Yeah.
Round at Geddes. And we had all doors and windows open, Live Aid blaring out, and loads of pals. It was so fun.
I just remember Status Quo. I remember being absolutely blown away by it. I think they started the show, actually, Status Quo.
Yeah, they did. And then old Smith and Jones came on as policemen saying, you need to turn the noise down. Or
that was
turn
when,
the noise up.
I don't want to sound like an old man, but that was when bands were, like, super, super huge. You know, like, people used to sell millions and millions and millions of records.
Yeah,
and that was that era, really. So it kind of catalogued that. It was
and
amazing.
And Freddie was the king.
He was.
And do you remember his performance? Oh, my days.
It was like the most amazing live performance of all
ever,
time, I think.
Ever.
Yeah.
It was extraordinary, wasn't it?
Yeah, but the film
also,
is very good.
I've got to give it to Madonna as well. She came out and absolutely nailed it.
Yeah.
Oh, it was strong.
She was brilliant.
It was so strong.
And they did another one, didn't they? They did Live 8. Was it 2008?
Yeah.
And it kind of made you realise that it wasn't quite as good as the old days, was it? Don't want to be like, you know, down on modern music and stuff like that as well, but the old ones are the best.
Listen, I bet Freddie let off a few fireworks in his time.
I bet he did.
Can you imagine?
So is your sister importing kind of...
Dodie, my sister-in-law.
Hooky fireworks? Is that what's going on?
She gives very good presents. And it was an enormous batch of slightly dodge fireworks.
I'd love to know what they're called because they've all got crazy names as well. Like the Sir Lancelot or something.
Oh, that's good.
Or the Crazy Ape.
Do you know what I like to do, Bush? I like to light up a Havana cigar.
My word.
And really get the red end glowing.
Right.
And you use that as your... sorry, this is probably totally contravening health and safety rules, and I don't advise this to anyone.
Right.
But you let your fireworks off with a Havana. It's so cool, man.
This is showing a side of you that
Mate,
I didn't know existed.
Believe
now.
It. Ask my friends. Believe this.
You are quite a tearaway.
Love it. Good. Listen, we've got more great music coming up next. Ah, now, Bushy, I've got a great question. Oh, this is so good. I know you're going to love this. This is so Bush.
Okay.
What is the best secret shortcut you use? Isn't that brilliant?
What an amazing question. Secret shortcut.
Come on, mate. I've got one.
Go for yours first. I'm going to try and think of mine.
OK, so I get out of the tube station and rather going the long way round, which involves several streets, I cut down this brilliant little staircase. It is a little bit scary when it's dark.
Yeah.
And I sort of, you know, I gird my loins a little, but it's a really good, it's like a little back binny area, lots of cats down a staircase, and
really?
That saves me about 3 minutes.
Wow, it sounds like a little Disney Pixar side alley with cats looking at you and stuff like that as well.
It's a little bit Aristocats.
But it's a bit Aristocats, isn't it?
Everybody wants to be a cat. Everybody wants to be a cat.
I remember me and my brother going to watch that film at the cinema in Tynmouth. We thought it was brilliant.
Oh, it still holds up. It's a brilliant film.
Get yourself down there. Go and watch Aristocats.
I'm going to go and see A Star Is Born this weekend.
Oh, really? It's supposed to be amazing.
Can't wait.
But the problem is, though, my issue with this is that our friends have been to see it and they came back crying.
Apparently you start crying within about 5 minutes.
Why do you want to go and see a film that makes you cry?
Because you purge yourself, Bert.
Oh, no, I don't want to go and watch a film that
makes me cry. I need to purge. I want to come out weak from crying.
Weak from crying.
And empty and just husk-like, and then you rebuild. Oh, thank you so much for listening to our podcast. Hear more capers like that every Saturday lunchtime from 1 on Magic.
The Mel Gedroych Show. The Mel Gedroych Podcast.